morning. It is Friday, October 24th. We have got sunshine and a nice fall morning out there, 34 degrees. Friday, how do I know this? Because Brianna Koval from Wilkin County Emergency Services standing right in front of me. That's how I know this. Hello there.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just great.
It's a beautiful fall day.
It is a beautiful fall day.
Yeah.
And I had my countdown here. I think I threw it away. How many days till daylight savings time and we're plunged into darkness again? And to me, I don't know about you, but that always kind of makes me feel like, okay, now fall is kind of transitioning to that other season that I don't even want to think about yet.
Well, you're going to have to think about it because we're going to talk about it.
I know. That's what I mean. That was my lead in.
Yeah.
Pretty smooth, huh?
That was really good.
I'm clever today.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, daylight savings time it's coming around the corner.
Yeah.
And that's all right. I would rather it be a little lighter in the morning. Versus, you know, the darkness that we have right now. It's harder to get up in the morning. So,
listen to you.
I know. I'm getting so
and then this ongoing,
to get up in the morning.
The ongoing debate is, you know, should we do away with it just altogether or what should we, you know.
Honestly, I don't care.
I don't either.
Just tell me what time it is. That's all I care about.
Rather than make clocks, just look at the wall. And
right?
You can,
absolutely. But while we are talking about the seasons changing, it's time to talk about your winter survival checklist for your vehicle. Because you probably took it out over the summer, like most people do, because why would you keep all that stuff in there all summer long?
Some people do, though. It's just like, you know, I'll just leave it in there. That way it's there for next winter.
And that's fine. There are those core items that you should always keep in there, like a flashlight and a first aid kit, your booster cables, cell phone charger, flares, the little road triangles, like your regular roadside safety kit. You should always have that in there. But those extra things, you're going to need to get those put back in. Not soon.
Okay,
there's nothing
like,
in the forecast, but think
extra
about
things.
It.
Extra things.
Like your ice scraper, which... honestly, if you parked outside, you needed it the last few days because there's been I wouldn't call it a significant frost, but it was an early morning frost where you had to scrape those windows off.
And it was thick.
It was.
Yeah.
You know, a small shovel, snow shovel, those little plastic kid ones work really great.
Really?
Yep. Those ones that you find right next to the sleds. honestly, they're small. They're lightweight. They do the job. You don't need a huge, heavy snow shovel in your vehicle when you're just talking about digging yourself out of the ditch or out of a weird parking spot or something like that. Just something to move the snow. So getting one of those small shovels is a great idea. Having a blanket or a sleeping bag in there in case you are stranded overnight or if temperatures are sub-zero. Having something to eat, some non-perishable items, granola bars, dried fruit, nuts, those kinds of things. A couple bottles of water, just in case. Roll of toilet paper, box of Kleenex, you know, for those things.
Yeah.
Hats, mittens, gloves, boots, all of that stuff, plus a little bit of sand or kitty litter just in case you need extra traction.
Okay.
Now, we're talking about this in October so that I can remind you again and again and again. So hopefully by Thanksgiving, you have those items back into your vehicle.
We'll keep going through this.
Yep,
because,
absolutely.
We always do.
Yep. It takes, what, three times for a person to actually hear it?
Yeah.
Yep. So.
And then once they got it, then they got it.
Yep,
but
absolutely.
But, you know, and we say this every single year, you don't think it'll happen to you, and then suddenly there you are and going, I wish I would have listened to them.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah, I wish I would have had this in my car.
Yeah. Oh, fiddlesticks. Why didn't I put that stuff in there?
Without a doubt. And a good common sense things, too. You just use your head when loading that back up for the winter.
Yeah, absolutely. And frankly, it's probably just on the shelf in your garage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really not going to be that difficult for you to put it in there. And maybe if you've never put together your winter kit, now is the time.
Now is the time.
Now is the
time
to start thinking about it. Make your list. And then every time you run to that big box store or to the hardware store, you can grab an item or two. And then it's not exactly super cost prohibitive at that point because you're getting it as you go.
You know what another place that works well to pick up a lot of this stuff is an Army surplus store. Because you can get those little fold-up shovels.
Yes.
And you can get really good blankets there, too. So if you can find an Army surplus store anywhere, that's another good place to kind of stock or restock your emergency kit.
Absolutely, and I would assume they're fairly inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
So
right. There
you go.
All right.
Good idea.
Great segment. And again, what are we going to talk about next Friday? Are you going to keep us in suspense?
Honestly, yeah, I'm in suspense just trying to think about what I'm going to talk about as well.
You are going to be at ZooBoo tomorrow.
I will be. Mm-hmm. Super excited. Wilkin County's never done ZooBoo before.
Well, this is a year of firsts.
Exactly.
So you're going to have a ball. Seriously.
I hope so. I mean, I've done ZooBoo with my kiddo when he was little.
Yeah.
And it was always fun then. So it's going to be fun to be on the other side of it as well. And we have lots of fun stuff. Lots of fun stuff to hand out. We have water bottles and fly swatters and bubbles and crayons and socks and hand sanitizer. We have lots of fun stuff. So make sure that you come out to ZooBoo and see us.
You pulled out all the stops for this one. Now, I heard a rumor, because we always talk about scouts, because you're a scout mom, that the scouts are going to be serving up some stuff tomorrow before ZooBoo, like hot dogs in the parking lot, I think.
My understanding. I think it's hot dogs and popcorn. Those Cub Scouts are going to be out there doing that.
Okay.
So be sure to stop by and pay them a visit as well. So it should be a really fun day, and it's going to be so nice.
Mm-hmm.
How many times has it been this nice for ZooBoo? Never.
No, this is like a custom made to order kind of day.
Yes,
for ZooBoo
absolutely.
Tomorrow,
well,
so.
And because it's earlier in the day too.
Mm-hmm, right.
So it'll be
2 to 5
out.
I like that idea.
Yep, it'll be light out. It'll be warmer. Uh-huh. The sun will still be out. It'll be great.
Right.
So no more wandering around in the dark, freezing.
I don't want to stretch your vocal cords here, but do we want to talk about the Vikings last night? Do we even want to? Because you said that I didn't see it. But you didn't. You said they lost ugly this time.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was really bad. It was just a bad game. Now, I will always give them the benefit of the doubt.
I know you. So will I.
Positive intent.
So will I.
But it was their short week. Let's remember that. They just played on Sunday. They played on Thursday. So now they don't play again until, what is it, November 2nd? I don't know how that's going to go. It's against the Lions, so you already know that's not going to go well.
Ooh.
And it's just... It's not starting out to be a good season. We're 7 games in.
Yeah, and we're swimming at the bottom of the barrel.
We are. We are at the bottom of the NFC North right now. And you always had that grain of hope that, things are going bad for the Vikings, but it's not as bad because the Bears are worse.
The Bears are.
But
can't
the Bears
say that,
aren't
no.
worse
no,
this year.
Can't
the Bears
say
are better
no.
than us. So we're just going to have to ride this train and see what happens. Sounds like there's going to be a quarterback switch out, and maybe that's what we need. I don't know. There's so many injuries, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, Van Ginkle's been out all season.
You were saying Wentz got banged up last night, too.
Wentz was banged up from the last game, so he had a big shoulder brace thing on, and he took a couple hard hits, and it didn't look good.
Yeah.
There were some questions on if he was even going to keep playing. Well, he did, and the game didn't get any better, and... Honestly, I fell asleep.
I know. But yeah, we know what suffering is. So we will endure.
It's going to be fine. Yeah. It always is. Mm-hmm. We just have to remember it's a game.
True.
It's a religion, but it's a game.
That's it. That's it exactly. Hey, have a good time at ZooBoo tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely.
We will talk next Friday.
Perfect.
All right. 918 here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.